Okay, hello everybody. I'm Pierre Cancir. I belong to RDPilot team. And so I will present you how you can make an advanced integration of RDPilot with some example. That's my slides. First, about me. So I'm a robotic engineer. I work mostly with small company doing mobile robots over the years. Currently I'm working with a French company called iSprit that sponsor my venue there. We are making an autonomous robot to cut the tomato plant leaf. So we got robot arm there in action. It's quite a difficult task, but it's like very fun. Let's speak about our subject, RDPilot. You may have heard about us. We are very famous in the drone world. So RDPilot is an autopilot system for micro vehicles, so all kind of micro vehicles. It's not restricted to flying drone. We make rovers, we make submarine, we make boats. It's quite versatile. I make a presentation last year on FOSDEM on the full capability of RDPilot. Watch about it and look online at what we can do. So we'll focus on advanced integration. So why is this? Because we got a lot of people saying like RDPilot is an open source project. It works only on mostly on microcontrollers. It doesn't have a Jetson. It doesn't have II. It doesn't have ROS. So it's not suited for a real product. We cannot do anything with this besides some hackings. And yeah, I want to answer for sure. And we will prove that you are wrong. And let me show you some example of advanced RDPilot integration. So we got some really nice platform over the years, so I make a small selection. So this copter is not a traditional copter. If you want a multi-copter, normally you need to tilt to move into direction, and you can go up and down. This one got 3 degrees of freedom, so it can go anywhere it wants because it got thrust in 6 direction. So it's a very nice platform. I will speed up a bit because I don't have much time to deploy this. We got wheel redundant system. So this is from an Irish company that is doing drone delivery with RDPilot. So they got like 3 autopilots voting which one is in control of the drone. It's to mitigate any error you can have in the code or in the hardware. It's working in production. We can the just beacon weekend copter, so it's open in it. So just to demonstrate how much motor we can put on RDPilot, so 32 motor is working. You don't need II or machine learning to make this work. You just need to figure out how to cable everything up to a single microcontroller. So it's not an easy test, but it's fly. We got on the ground the sailing rover. So if you don't want to use electrical motor, you can use the wind to push your rover, and it's a really nice frame. We got a gazebo simulation for this. It's working fine with RDPilot. And the last one I want to showcase is this one. So it's a replicate of the F-33 plane. So this one is not armored, but it got thrust vectoring. If you love plane, look at it flying. It's really nice, nice platform. So what's the common point on all those platforms? I show you that all use RDPilot with a single microcontroller. So it's really simple, but the integration is pushed to the limits because, yeah, we can do this with like open source software and just microcontroller. So if we want to make like a nice drone, like a Mavic drone from DJI, if you want to build a drone with RDPilot, you will end up with all this hardware, with a lot of cable, a lot of wire. You need to figure out how to stick everything into a single frame that should look like this. So it's quite a difficult task, and yeah, we know it on RDPilot, but we try to push the limit and give you all the tool you need to make this simpler. So of course, if you got a lot of money like Mana, you can develop all your system and put a lot of engineer to make like really nice boards, but it's not accessible for everybody. So how can we make this better on with RDPilot tools? So yeah, let's speak about ROS. We support ROS, we support ROS 2, we support DDS directly on ROS, on RDPilot. We want to make Xenoa integration and all the other Pokemon we speak about today. But yeah, you probably don't need this if you want just a drone with a camera flying automatically. Last year we merged something really interesting on the drone world. We merged cell modem support, so you can have 4G directly on your microcontroller. You don't need a Linux system to get internet on your drone. You can just take your modem into your flight controller. It works directly. You can do clever things with this, like reticle injection, get connection with a VPN, anything. It's working quite fine. And of course, we got also TCP/IP support now. So you can use your microcontroller into a TCP network and an Ethernet network with TCP, UDP, whatever you want. We got new hardware to fit everything if you got some old boards. So this helps a lot for new integration, and we'll show you why. So if you want to make a Mavic drone with hard pilot, so you should start with something like this one. That is a mess of, like, you plug all the components together, and we want to get this one. Oh, it's on the table, too. So it's much nicer, great integration, and I will show you what is inside. So that's all the material that are inside. So it's quite classical on the drone world. We've got an autopilot. We got a Raspberry Pi to get Linux. We got a 4G modem, camera system, optical flow, front LiDAR, down LiDAR, BMS for battery monitoring, and this one got a 3D frame, 3D printed frame, and it failed. As you see, we got only three arms. So with a bit of fusion magic, yeah, you need a PCB board. So you need to spend a bit of money on PCB board, because if you want to make great robotics, you need to make great electronics. So make your frame match your electronic, or the other way around. So make your electronic match your frame, because it will save you a lot of time on debugging and on issues that can happen with wire. So this board will be probably sold in the near future, but yeah, that's what we got on the right drone. On the software point, nothing fancy. We got AIM32 for the motor control, so it's using drone CAN controls, CAN protocol to control the motor. We got RDPilot, obviously, to control the drone, and over it, we use something that's called Blue OS. So yet another operating system in robotics. I will present it briefly, and you can see there's no ROS on it. So Blue OS is it's not an operating system. Oh, we don't see the explanation. So it's pushed by Blue Robotics that is making the Blue ROV, then you may know. So it's a Docker management engine with a web UI, and as it's using Docker, you can make a lot of plugin and extension to make like everything you want on your drone. So on this, we got by default, you got Maven routing, you got telemetry, firmware management, you got video management. Everything you want, everything you need as basis on a drone is already included in Blue OS. So we can extend a lot the capacity of the drone. Of course, it's working with RDPilot, should be working with PIX4 if you want, because it's just like Maven protocol. So in the right one, what we got inside. So we are using Blue OS to add new capability to RDPilot. So we developed some plugin to get like a VPN extension. So with VPN, we got a secure link to the drone, so the drone got access to internet, so we can have secure access to the cloud. You can automatically upload your video, your picture, like any commercial drone, so that's really cool. It's just like a Docker plugin. We got video management with streaming, so you can stream on YouTube if you want. Everything's already ready. We got end-trip endpoint management if you want to use RTK injection into your GPS to get better positioning. And so Roman and Benjamin present how to make a precision landing with ROS and PIX4. And for RDPilot, you don't need ROS, just some containers with a few lines in Python to do the same. So we got a plugin, it's free, we got video it working. There is another plugin that is interesting. It's using the main camera to do optical flow when you are in flight, so you don't need some dedicated hardware to make optical flow and get some speed estimation for your drone. You can use the main camera feed to do this. And that's because, yeah, we got a tight integration and Docker content management. And yeah, I got no time to make a demo, sorry. So I put a link with the drone flying, because this one won't fly. And you can see all the capabilities and all the things I speak of online. I put some docs for Blue OS. It's a really interesting project if you are working on the drone, either flying, navigating, or driving. And for other pilots, there's some link for the project if you are interested on what we are doing.